personal life of Elvis. They have two whole chapters on the monologues. And they've got another monologue in here that we don't have the tape, okay? But I'm going to read it to you. I'm not going to do my bad Elvis impression. I'm going to read it to you as it is. On the same night, because that's a rare recording we have of Elvis, you know, pull your tongue out by the roots. Let me see. He had just finished singing, he gave me a mountain, and he offered a clarification of his domestic situation. This was on the same night in Vegas. Elvis, this is Elvis speaking. I want to make one thing clear. I've been singing that song for a long time, and a lot of people kind of got it associated with me because they think it's a personal nature. It's not. It's a beautiful song written by Marty Robbins, and I heard Frankie Lane do it. I think it was, and loved the song. It had nothing to do with me personally or my ex-wife, Priscilla. She's right here. Let me stand up. Come out, honey. Come on. Turn out.
So he's talking. Is Priscilla there?
Turn around. Let them see you. Boy, she's a beautiful chick. I'll tell you for sure. Boy, I know some when I pick some. You know? God damn. Now my little daughter, Lisa, she's 6 years old. Look at her jump up. Pull your dress down, Lisa. You pull your dress down before you jump up like that again, young lady. And at the same booth is my girlfriend, Sheila. Stand up, Sheila. Turn around, completely around.
I don't hear this.
Sheila, hold it up. Hold it up. Hold the ring up. Hold up the ring. Hold up the ring. Your right hand. Look at that son of a bitch. The thing I'm trying to get across is we're the very best of friends, and we always have been. You know, and I'm not doing this justice because you're not hearing this like in the
drum. You can get the rambling sense of what he's doing.
Sure. Our divorce came about not because of another man or another woman, but because of the circumstances involving my career. I was traveling too much, gone too much, and it was just an agreement that I didn't think was fair to her because I'd done so much and everything. So therefore, as decently as you can do that type of thing, we made an arrangement to be friends, to be close and to care, because we have a daughter to raise. After the settlement, it came out at about $2 million. Well, after that, I got her a...
Is that on stage?
Yeah. Wow. After that, I got her a mink coat. I know it. I'm talking about the mink coat. You hang loose over there. The XKE Jag, after the settlement, just gave it to her. She got me, listen to this, tonight, a $42,000 white Rolls Royce. That's the type of relationship we have. And then in parentheses, it says, his speech is noticeably slurred. That's not a bad setup, is it, fellas? I mean, I got part of it back anyway. I wasn't hurting too bad, but I got part of it back, you know. She bought the car out of a gesture of love, and she likes this Stutz that I have. It's not a car, it's a Stutz. No! Wii U! God help me, it's called a stud. A Stutz!
So he is just out of his mind.
Wait, she likes the stud. She likes the Stutz. Like stone ain't no stud. So forget it. She liked the Stutz, so I'm gonna give her the Stutz and she can give me the rolls, okay? And it says, puzzled applause by the audience.
Sure.
I'd like to do a song here, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of the prettiest goddamn love songs I've ever heard in my life, man. I'll tell you. How it is one of the prettiest goddamn love songs I've ever heard. I've never sung it. I never recorded it. I never liked the goddamn thing till I found out, goddamn, I got a toothache. I found out the story behind why it was written. And I really don't like it because I don't like that type of stuff.
He's just all over the place.
So the next song, you know this song. It's been around a long time. Charlie, goddamn it, take this belt off. It's going to cut me, castrate me, do something, you know. Really, I can't do that. I got things to do, places to, you know.
Is he talking about his big, wide belt?
Yeah, places to go and other tours and things and cities and chicks and all that jazz.
Yeah.
You know, be careful, son. Don't let it get caught in the cord. I'll die out here. Electrocute my ass and... Excuse me, folks, I mumble things. Oh, goddamn, it's so tight you cut off my hair, man. I can't sing. You know, I sing from down in the gut, shoe soles. It'll never be up here. And he goes on to tell the story of Softly As I Leave You, before reciting the lyrics in hushed and reverential tones. That
That's it. That's
wow.
it.
Oh, I wish we had that one on tape.
That one we don't have on tape.
No, that gives you a little idea. That, so he has Priscilla there. He introduces Priscilla, he introduces Lisa Marie, and then he introduces his girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
And he talks about how he gave her a Jag, yeah. and she gave him a Rolls.
Right.
And he gave her a mink coat.
That's right.
And then he goes into the plus tax.
This is the prettiest goddamn love song I've ever heard. I got a goddamn toothache.
So he was just talking all night long.
You gotta cut me out of this mouth, man. Let's go castrate.